All right, so time for our midday market recap. We'll go over the trades from today. Today is day 15 of the hot streak. So 15th consecutive green day, finishing the morning up $1,456.48. Not bad. So you guys can see the P&L right here. The three stocks I traded, IMMY, BLFS, and QURE. This is, again, all about base hits. None of these were huge winners. None of them were more than $1,000. Biggest winner was $791. But three trades like that, and I'm finishing the day up $1,400. So right now, I'm on day 15, and I've got about almost $29,000 in total gains in the last 15 days. Accuracy has been 83%. Today was, again, 83% exactly. I took a total of, let's see, I took six trades, and I made money on five out of six. That's 83.33% accuracy. So 83% has been just standard for the last 15 days. I had one loser today, and I lost $975 on it, which is a bummer. So today, despite that $900 loss, is still a $1,400 day, which is good. Green is good. So let's look at the trades from today and kind of break it down. The goal this month has been, if possible, to try to not have a single red day. And so with that focus on consistency, not on swinging for the fences or trying to get really big wins, but just consistency, I've been going for base hits and taking the small gains when I have them. And that's meant that there have been times, like today with QURE, where I left some money on the table. I sold it sooner because I didn't know how much higher it would go. But at the end of the day, if I'm walking away green, I've got money in my pocket, I'm doing something right. And if I can do that consistently, then I'm doing something 9 out of 10 traders can't do. And that's the same for every single one of you guys who walk away consistently profitable. I saw a bunch of you guys today were saying you're already hitting your weekly goals, which is awesome. It's nice to do that before Friday, so Friday you can just kind of have a low stress day, and if you get a couple more winners, then that's great, but you don't have to feel any pressure. So IMMY, this was the first trade of the day, and interestingly, none of the stocks I traded were on my watch list. Today was a day where the watch list just totally didn't pan out. I had RGSC on the watch list. This ended up dropping as soon as the bell rang. We had CLRB on the watch list. This one also, CRBP. We had CRBP on the watch list. This one dropped as soon as the bell rang, so this was no good. We had, let's see, what else do we have on the watch list? Now I can't remember, but there wasn't a lot that looked good. We had a cheap one on there. I can't remember it right now. But in any case, watch list didn't play out. ADHD, that was the other one. It was the leading gapper, but a little on the cheap side with a bigger float, so just didn't get follow through in RNVA, thank you. That was the last one. This one, as soon as the bell rang, sold off. So this is a day where the watch list just didn't pan out. We get up early, we do the due diligence, we research, and today it just didn't happen. So as soon as the bell rang, I was like, okay, well, my watch list isn't looking super good. Everything's dropping. So I didn't end up taking a trade during the first 10 minutes from 9:30 to 9:40, which is when I'm usually, getting aggressive and trying to hit the first trade. First trade was at 9:40 on IMMY. So how did I find that? I found it on the Hyday Momo scanner right here. It hits the scanner, and let's see, we had a couple of ADHD alerts on the scanner, 9:30, RNVA popped up but faded, blah, 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 a couple others. So here we go, IMMY hitting at 173. I saw it hit the scanners, and I was, I looked at it and I was kind of like, ooh, that's interesting. It looks like, it's starting to move up fairly quickly from 173 up to 184. And I looked at it when it was at 184. And I had my order ready to go, I prepared it, and I hesitated. And I think the reason I hesitated on this one today, even though it had news and it was squeezing up, is because I didn't already have a cushion on the day. Yesterday when I took that trade on DRIO, I had already traded a bit. I had already sort of gotten myself into the mindset of being aggressive and looking for that next big trade. And, you know, it just ended up that was the right timing. Now, on IMMY, I wasn't feeling aggressive yet. I was still sort of feeling a little cautious. Like, I haven't taken any trades yet. I haven't sort of broken the ice. And that's a funny thing. Like, once you start trading, taking the second trade and third trade is super easy. It's sometimes that first trade of the day where you're sort of like, is this the one? Because you know once that day starts, you're either going into the red or the green, and the risk of going into the red sometimes makes us hesitate. So I hesitated. It pops up. It's at 84, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I don't know. It wasn't on my watch list. I'm not totally sure about it. Just if I get in here at 75 or it's at 85, it could drop right back down. Maybe I'll give it a second. I see it at 84 and then 89. And then 94, and now I'm like, oh, should I jump in here? It's right underneath the whole dollar. And then I'm like, no. Now, at this point, I'm chasing it. I can't just jump in here. I got to wait a second. It pops up to 218. And so it hits 218, and it pulls back for a second. And as it dips down, that's where I said, okay, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to try to get a piece of this. I jump in at 210 after it dipped down as it came back up on the one-minute chart. I tried to take 10,000 shares. That's when I was like, okay, this thing is moving. I'm going to be aggressive. I only got filled 1,590. I filled 15% of my order, and the rest of the order didn't fill because it took off. I added 2,500 shares at 230. I tried to add 5,000. I only filled 2,500, and then I filled another 341. So it was moving so quickly, my orders just, I wasn't getting a full position. So even at this point here, I only had 2,800 plus 1,500 is, you know, 3,800 or whatever it was, plus or minus. So I still didn't have a full position. And so I was just kind of like, okay, well, you know, let's just see what it does. It pops up to the half dollar of 250. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to start scaling out. I take my profit at 250 and I book $875 of profit. What's disappointing, though, is that from 210 to 250 is 40 cents. With 10,000 shares, that's, you know, that potentially would have been a $4,000 winner. So, you know, maybe I would have had 3,000, but it could have been a really good trade. And I hesitated initially, and then by the time I wanted to get in, I didn't get my order filled. So because the first winner was a little on the smaller side, you know, at that point I was sort of like, okay, now I want to look for the next trade. So I decide to add back at 9:44 at the half dollar of 250. And I add 7,500 shares at 250. And frustratingly, it pops up to 258, and then it drops down all the way to a low of 213. And I had to stop out. And so I lost $975. So that really frustrated me because I kind of screwed up my first order, ended up only making $870, and then I lost it all on the second trade. And so, you know, at that point I was starting to feel a little bit frustrated. I jumped back in it at 53 as it popped back up, and I ended up selling it at, and adding at 68, and then selling at 62 and 62. As it came back up here, I thought we were going to break out. We only hit 70. And then it dropped again. So I made back, made back some money on that trade. And I think I was down 90 on the day after the second trade. So I made back 100 or 200 on that one. And then I ended up taking a final trade on the 5-minute setup, the first 5-minute candle to make a new high down here, entry at 25. But I sold it at like 28 because it was hitting the VWAP. And then all of a sudden, you know, 25 minutes later, it ends up back at high a day. So this one, you've got 15 million shares of volume. The first trades, you know, were for sure the obvious easy setups. And it's just the luck of the draw that I hesitated a little bit, whatever. And then when I tried to get in, I didn't get filled on my order. And, you know, that's why I'm only up $200 on the name. So that's okay. It wasn't exactly how I would have liked to have traded it, but 200 is fine. So next one down, next trade was BLFS. This one hits the Hyday Momo scanner as well. That's how I found it. Let's see. BLFS 702, 709, 710, 718, 720. It's squeezing up on the scanners, lots of volume. And so when I saw that, I decided to take a 1 minute pullback on it. So I jumped in this at 34. I got filled at 35 and 36 right here. 1 minute micro pullback. So I'm looking for that 1 minute micro pullback. It pops up to a high of 53, which was nice. It hits 53, and then on the next candle, it drops all the way down to 715. It was a ridiculous drop. I mean, it popped up and then came all the way back down. When it popped back up to 40 right there, I sold on the ask. Now, I was able to sell some of this at 53, which was my goal, to sell it over the half dollar. And then the rest I sold as it came back up at 36, 39, and 32. So as it popped back up, that's where I sold. And then the last trade was QURE. And this is one that I sold a little on the early side, and I just didn't know that it would open up as much as it did. So on QURE, I bought the first 5 minute candle to make a new high right here at 1384. 1384 was my entry right there, and it squeezed up to a high of 16. So, you know, a 2 point breakout, which was really a lot more than I expected. This was this long period of consolidation right here at 1379 where I jumped in. For the break of 14, long at 1384, it pops up, it hits 14, it drops down for just a second, and when I took this trade, I knew that there was a chance that I would hit a 20 cent loss on it because the spreads were pretty big. So as soon as I was up 25 cents, I was like, all right, I got to start taking some profit. That's the thing to do. Take some profit, take some risk off the table, and then if it does drop back down, I can stop out, you know, break even or something like that. So I start scaling out, and it seemed like there was a little bit of resistance in the 14 area, and because of the way we just saw BLFS tank, if I hadn't sold some of BLFS up at 53, I wouldn't have had profit on the name. So I sold QURE on that move up, and I ended up selling the rest of it at 1452, really just not expecting it to go as high as it did. So I underestimated that one a little bit, but again, you know, green is good. It was a base hit, and some of you guys did a lot better on it than me, which is awesome. You know, it was a good quality setup. I just was happy to take some profit off the table, and at that point, I was able to break back over my personal high of day because I started the day with an $875 winner and then I lost $975. So I went from up 900 to down 100 and then I was, you know, back to up 200, 300, 400, 500, 800, 1400. Okay, my work is done. I'm above the daily goal. I got myself from out of the red up into the green. And so at that point I was just happy to throw in the towel. All right, so anyways, that's it for me. Day 15 of the hot streak, the 191st trading day of the year. And I'm finishing, let's see, small account that I started with $583 is now at $160,707.83. And my total gain on the year right now is $194,452. So we've still got November, December, and another week and a half left in October. So I'm going to be announcing a challenge that I'm going to do in November, a trading challenge. It's not going to be a small account challenge, but there'll be some more info on that coming soon. So we'll do a November challenge, and I'm also going to invite all of you guys to join me in the challenge as well. I'm going to have a couple of students taking part in the challenge, and we'll track their progress, and those of you that want to participate as well are welcome to join us. All right, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to announce more on that probably next week, the November challenge, but for right now, let's just try to finish up October strong. I'm going to be out tomorrow flying to California. I'm going to work in California for the rest of the month, so I'll be on my mobile trading station, which will be which will be nice. And I will see you all back here first thing on Monday morning. All right, so I hope you guys all have a fantastic weekend. I guess some rest. Those of you that trade tomorrow, make sure you manage your risk. Trade smart. Keep an eye on what Mike and John are trading in the chat room. I think they'll point you guys in the right direction. Okay, so I'll see you all Monday morning.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.